All right, if you know, if you listen to the show, you know I'm a big fan of the Lions Club, and today we're talking about the East Troy Lions Club. Big, big weekend happening. Joining us on the phone, Mike Ladowski. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Steve. How you doing today?
Good, good. You're a great partner with WTMJ. We are partnering with you on this as well. So tell us about what's happening. I saw one thing that caught my eye, the largest beer tent in the area. That was always a headline grabber.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve, we got a lot of great things going on here in East Troy this year, and it's going to be the third year now of the East Troy Music Festival. We were formerly ran as the ETBT. Now we're known as the East Troy Music Festival. The one thing about it is very unique. Unlike a lot of carnivals here or festivals in the area, we're running three stages, three tents, 21 acts in 3 days. So it's going to be busy here in East Troy, and of course, partnering with Miller, our local brewery. Of course, we're excited to have a partnership with them as well as TMJ. A lot of things going on here. Started off, it kicks off tomorrow, 5 o'clock, Steve. It's doors open up. Vendors are getting fired up here for tonight. Got a lot of premier talent playing here. Obviously, we have wristbands. We have naturally an amusement group here that's provided all the great rides, and every year that continues to grow along with our festival being the third year, so we're excited. But kids can ride all day, all weekend. You know, wristband, discounted wristband, so we're excited about that.
I see you got a fireworks show on the Sunday night, July 2nd.
That wraps it all up. That's the beauty of this, Steve. We got Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday. We have the area's largest parade kicking off at noon. The theme is salute to the first responders. We're really excited at that. Very proud of our first responders, as you know. And with that said, we're also looking to continue to grow not only the parade, but the whole infrastructure. So when we're done with the parade that starts at noon, everyone comes up to a festival grounds for, you know, three stages, acts, food. It's all going on here. And we finish it up with the fireworks on Sunday evening.
I'm a guy who loves the Lions Clubs of our area, and I love the food. So what kind of foods can folks look forward to?
Oh, absolutely. And that's one thing we've been working on already in the first 3 years. We're bringing in more vendors. We have anyone from corn dogs, a pretzel folks. We have, obviously, the Wisconsin cheese curds. How can you go wrong with that, Steve?
Awesome.
And we have a whole host. Our food alley slowly growing, right? Want to grow with the crowd. So we're excited with that. Got all the great food, you know. And not only that, Steve, on Saturday we have a washers tournament. We have a dart tournament. There's a whole lot of stuff going on here.
All right. So a lot of people always ask me this whenever I have somebody from the Lions on. Tell them what your great organization does with the funds you raise.
Yeah. Well, the funds get dispersed not only locally, but sometimes internationally, depending on the need. But the motto is where there's a need, there's a lion. That's really our motto. And from anything from our local high school or any of our school district, children that are hard of hearing or you know, not only that, but have eye issues, we help them out with that. We not only have, there's in Rochelle, Wisconsin, is a rock throw from here going north, is our state camp. We're really excited about that. That's where children come across the whole state. We help fund that. Any project for us, the Village of East Troy, we have a lot of projects actively working as we speak, from archery parks to rebuilding our facilities. We're reinvesting in communities and families. And that's one thing that this East Troy Lions Club and the music festival is all about. Not only, you know, with that ETBT, that's the thing of the past. Moving forward, we want to bring families in. It's a safe environment. We're outside enjoying people. Mom and dad can walk around our whole facility. That's really what it's all about.
I love it. That's why I love the Lions Club. East Troy Lions Club, big event this weekend. If folks want to find out more, is there a website or a Facebook page they can go to?
Absolutely, Steve. All of our great information, everyone's like, what's going on? We don't have enough time to talk about everything going on, but easttroylions.org. EastTroyLions.org. That's where you need to check out all the information. There's pages of information. Obviously, on Facebook, we have a lot of stuff going out on Facebook. And the only thing that we have to throw out there as a disclaimer, and we've probably talked about this in the past, no carry-ins and absolutely no pets. And that's one thing we always kind of joke around about, but please leave your pets at home. A lot of fun families and children here. Bring your families out.
All right, Mike, enjoy the weekend. Good luck and have fun out there, okay?
All right, Steve, thank you very much for your support.
All right, you're welcome. East Troy Lions Club, and he gave you the important contact information.